From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. More details are starting to leak out, but it is a crime so horrible it is almost beyond anyone's comprehension. Paul Canaro of Ocean Township faces four counts of first-degree murder for the shooting death of his brother Keith, the shooting and stabbing death of the man's wife Jennifer, and the stabbing deaths of his own niece and nephew, 8-year-old Sophia and 11-year-old Jesse. All of this went down at their Colts Neck mansion last week.
Monmouth County Prosecutor Chris Gramiccioni says after Paul Canaro allegedly killed his brother and his entire family and set their home on fire, he returned home and torched his own house.
For the purpose of both destroying evidence of his earlier crimes in Colts Neck and to also create the illusion that the overall Canaro family was somehow victimized or targeted. We allege that it was a ruse.
The prosecutor adds authorities believe the motive for the horrific crime was financial, stemming from the brothers' joint business ventures, but he would not elaborate. In Freehold, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
It is one of the most commented on stories, both on air, online, and on our Facebook page. The new limits on the assistance New Jersey's 36,000 law enforcement officers can provide federal immigration authorities, which were announced last Thursday. People can no longer be stopped just because they're thought to be in the country illegally. County jails cannot detain undocumented immigrants beyond the day they would otherwise be released.
Attorney General Grubier Graywall was flanked at the Liberty State Park announcement by a group of state troopers, county prosecutors, and local police chiefs. Jersey City Police Chief Michael Kelly says the directive is pro-immigrant and pro-law enforcement.
I think that's so important that folks trust us, talk to us, make our communities safer, help our cops solve crime, help our cops be friends to communities that don't think they have friends.
The rules take effect March 15th, though Graywall says he hopes agencies start following it sooner once they finish training officers and prosecutors. In Jersey City, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The Attorney General's announcement followed an announcement earlier in the week that the Murphy administration was moving forward with getting driver's licenses for illegal immigrants, people living in the street, and others with no way to prove they are who they say they are. A standard driver's license may be available to them at some point next year. Another data breach, this time it came at Dunkin' Donuts. The company has issued an alert to all of its DD Perks customers saying they detected the breach October 31st. Hackers were able to steal usernames and passwords for DD Perks accounts. Dunkin' Donuts says if you haven't done it already, you need to change your password. If you have spent any time listening to New Jersey 101.5 over the last week, you've heard a good deal about brine used to treat roads to help prevent ice. You've seen the white lines on the road left behind after it's been sprayed down, but a good number of you continued to ask us what brine is exactly. Essentially, it's salt water, most commonly made by mixing rock salt with water. It is said to work quicker and more efficiently than rock salt, but it can also mean added consequences for your car or truck. Brine can access the nooks and crannies of your car's underbelly that rock salt cannot.
Fuel lines, brake lines, exhaust systems, these are all going to be subject to corrosion.
Sal Rizzovato with the New Jersey Gasoline Retailers Association says the negative impacts could take years to present themselves, but they'll be costly when they do. The only couple indicted in that huge Lakewood welfare fraud scandal is pleading not guilty. Chaim and Lyatt Ehrman are accused of stealing more than $185,000 in benefits. Of the dozens accused, they are the only ones so far indicted. The others are negotiating plea deals. This comes as the state continues to take heat for an amnesty program that allowed many of the fraudsters to keep half of what they stole. A truck driver who was impaled in the neck by a flying piece of metal is recovering. Holland Township police say the 23-year-old man was driving Tuesday morning in Hunterdon County when a 5-inch piece of metal was dislodged from the ground by nearby roadwork. That metal smashed through a window and then a construction cage and then lodged in the man's neck. A passenger in the truck with him threw the vehicle into park, stopped, and removed the metal and applied pressure to the driver's wound, and police say that likely saved his life. Democrats control nearly 2/3 of the state legislature. That majority could be cemented for decades if a constitutional amendment formally linking redistricting to the results of past statewide elections is approved by lawmakers and by you at the voting booth next year. David Pringle with Clean Water Action says this is not what democracy is all about.
This doesn't help faith in government. This creates additional distrust. It is very difficult to see this as anything other than a naked power grab.
An attorney from the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University Law School says the proposed changes would leave New Jersey more vulnerable to abuse and gamesmanship in the redistricting process. That measles outbreak in Ocean County continues to grow. 18 confirmed cases at least, and more than a dozen suspected cases. Vaccination clinics continue to be held. Health officials encourage all schools and daycare facilities to refuse to admit children who have not been vaccinated. As temperatures drop, a lot of people are getting sick. But according to Dr. Alan Shearer of the Allergy Partners of New Jersey, dry heat, dust mites, animal dander, and not a virus may be causing your coughing and sneezing. Whether you have a cold, the flu, or allergies, getting a humidifier is a good idea.
We don't generally like humidifiers in the allergy world because over-humidifying can increase dust mite and mold growth. But when the air is very dry, they can be very, very helpful.
They recommend keeping humidity levels in your home between 36 and 49%. New Jersey will see a third annual Women's March, the latest in January. Organizers say they'll march from the State House to the War Memorial January 19th. It'll coincide with the Women's March in D.C. and other areas around the country. Standing online for a photo with Santa Claus can be torturous if you've got a young child or two tagging along. Malls throughout the Garden State have been working hard to make sure your wait, if you didn't make a reservation, is a pleasant one rather than one that makes you want to turn around and just go home.
New this year at Freehold Raceway Mall, the line headed towards St. Nick offers a magic mirror with which kids can turn themselves into elves that goes along with the naughty or nice meter and a family photo station.
Having things to do on the way, I think, makes it a little easier for parents.
Waiting at all for Santa can be avoided at many malls thanks to online reservation systems. Menlo Park Mall also offers access for special needs kids outside normal mall hours.
We turn the music down and we provide some activities and some dedicated time for these children to spend with Santa.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
If you see a turtle washed up on the beach in New Jersey and not moving, it may not be dead. It may just be cold. The turtles are cold-blooded, and they like to head to warmer water. But they can get trapped off Jersey and cold-shocked, literally frozen. One such turtle was found recently on LBI and was able to be warmed and revived. So if you see a turtle on the beach, call the Marine Mammal Stranding Center in Brigantine, and they will come and rescue it. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. And make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. We're adding more all the time. And all of our content available anytime on demand through the NJ 101.5 smartphone app. I'm Eric Scott, and that's a look at the top trending stories at NJ101.5.com this weekend. Join me Monday morning for a full hour of New Jersey news. It's New Jersey's first news at 5. Then talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.
Welcome to the weekend. I'm New Jersey 101.5 Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And I'm Trafficologist Bob Williams. First weekend of December coming up, November 30th through December 2nd. It's the first night of Hanukkah this Sunday, Dan. Lots of holiday preparations, and we've got rain in the forecast.
That's right. Not a perfect forecast, but you know what? You're going to find some breaks of decent weather along the way, especially at the tail end of the weekend. Two storm systems we're watching. First one coming through here on Friday. Spotty showers. It's going to be mostly rain, hit or miss on and off, but there could be a few snowflakes and areas of freezing rain in northwestern New Jersey. That may lead to some slippery spots for the Friday evening commute. Temperatures in the 40s today. Next storm system is going to be a little more significant. That arrives on Saturday. In the afternoon, we'll see some showers and then heavier, steadier rain moves in Saturday night. It is going to be mostly rain. There could be a little bit of wintry mix in North Jersey right at the onset, but the heavy rain's my bigger concern here. We could see another round of flooding. Second weekend in a row where we have heavy rain and flooding on the table. Temperatures rising this weekend, 40s, 50s tomorrow, and then 60s possible on Sunday. So, Bob, as long as we get rid of the showers Sunday morning and we see just a little hint of sunshine, temperatures in the 60s, the end of the weekend could turn out to be pretty good.
That sounds really, really nice.
As you mentioned, lots of stuff going on this weekend. What do you got?
Yep, couple of construction projects, weather permitting. Route 280 will have only one lane open all weekend, weather permitting, right near Route 21 in Newark. Rebuilding of that interchange advances. Route 72 at Stafford Township westbound, the shoulder will be closed starting this weekend long term. At East Road, drainage repairs commence. The Devils have a home game at Prudential Center this Saturday night, 7 o'clock against Winnipeg. Giants are home on Sunday against the Bears at 1 o'clock. Expect delays before and after the game along the Turnpike at Route 3. Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is lit, as we know. You may want to opt for the bus or ferry boat into and out of New York City this weekend. And finally, Dan, a safety note. Many people will be buying their Christmas trees this weekend. Please make sure that the tree is securely fastened to your vehicle. Hopefully you're using a vehicle that's large enough to transport that tree.
Good point. I can just see our traffic folks on the air saying, right lane is closed for an errant Christmas tree that fell off of somebody's car.
It's happened.
Yep. Well, you can always get those kinds of updates and more. Download our free mobile app available for your iOS device or Android from your app store. And updates on traffic and weather every 15 minutes, every single day on New Jersey 101.5.
Have a great weekend.
See ya.